One of the reasons people choose to play Tai Chi, they learn it in Western cultures, is one of its major health benefits, which it can improve your balance, and as you get older, it can reduce the amount that your balance degrades. So it can help prevent falls as you get older in life, because falls are, they're quite dangerous as you get older in life, because your body just can't cope with it as much. And of course, as you get older, you fall over more often as well, increasing the risk of damage. Now, in our form, one of the moves is called the Lotus Sweep. You can view this on the YouTube video that I have of the form. And in this move, it really challenges your balance, especially for a beginner. Because what you have to do, you have to go into cat stance, weight is in the left, and you sweep in with the right leg once, and you sweep out once, and then twice in a big circle, before placing the feet heels in line to finish. Now when I play this move, my right knee, this is the leg that's doing the sweeping, the right knee comes up to hip height as I sweep in and out. And it's quite natural for beginners to want to try and copy that shape, because as a beginner you're learning the shapes. But what happens is you play the form with the knee up, all the way up, but you don't yet have single weight, you don't yet have relaxed the waist, and you don't yet have the uprightedness that comes from head and body moving as one unit. What happens as a beginner is the sweep in and the sweep out cause the body to wobble left and right quite substantially. And it's not unusual for beginners to fall over at this point because they're trying to stand on one foot, but they don't have the balance yet to achieve it. Now I saw a great thing in tonight's class where one of my students made a choice. And instead of bringing the knee up high, he chose to preserve his balance, his uprightedness, by playing the sweep low to the floor instead. So he brought the right foot up just enough to clear the floor, so he could sweep in once, so he could sweep out twice. He kept his uprightedness. And I must point this out as being a great choice and a great tip for everyone who's beginning to try and find their balance. One of the reasons one of the reasons Tai Chi teaches balance is it's teaching the body to understand what it feels like, what it means to be upright. It's part of the mindfulness side of Tai Chi. But if you're, as a beginner, you're wobbling left and right all the time, as beginners I want to do, and I did when I was a beginner, there's no two ways about it. What are you teaching the body there? You're not. You're continuing to confuse the body by lurching from one side to the other. And by smoothing these things out, by focusing and saying, right, being upright is the most important thing, and my form will have to grow around that core pillar. Over time, improves your balance far quicker and far better than instead throwing yourself from left to right. So that's a great little tip from tonight's class, and I hope you find it useful.